our listener Matt got the big red veto on something he got for their truck. It's a little DM we got here. You can always DM us to at Ben and Kelly Show.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. So my wife, Vanessa, called me at work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Not to say I love you or what do you want for dinner?
Uh-huh.
Nope. She hit me with, I'm taking that sucking gas and hauling Nath license plate off the truck today. It's got to go.
Sucking gas and hauling ass?
Yeah. Y'all had been on there for less than a week. I thought it was funny. I thought it gave the truck a little personality. She thought it made us look like the kind of people who yell at clouds and drink Bush Light for hydration.
Yell at clouds.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not about to fight my wife over a novelty plate.
Sure.
Happy wife, happy life, right?
Right.
But it did make me wonder, has your spouse ever vetoed something you were weirdly proud of?
No.
Like a t-shirt, haircut, lawn ornament, anything that made you feel cool but made them feel like filing for separation.
Oh. Wow.
Just curious if I'm the only one out here losing truck accessories to the marriage compromise gods. Keep killing it, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah. That was funny.
But I 1,000% agree that for her, driving that would be...
Right. I get it.
Different.
Sure.
A different experience.
Sure. Especially if you know, it's not a his and hers car sort of thing. And it's like,
right.
Well, even if it is a his and hers car, you still drive your spouse's car from time to time.
Right.
It is
pretty, I'd say it's kind of redneckish. Yeah.
And so if your husband, Michael, if you came home and he slapped a big old sucking gas and hauling ass license plate.
Put it on his Lexus.
Yeah.
That would really look great. That'd look amazing. And then just add like the little...
truck nuts?
Yes! Add that to complete the...
the look?
The full look. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I kind of get it. I feel like with that, you run it by her first.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Hey, I thought this was funny. Do you think it's funny? Like, can I get it for the truck?
Yeah.
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 And then
that,
she'd probably be
right.
Like, yeah, no.
So I always get the.
And then could you see like pulling up to church on Sundays?
Yeah.
With that?
That's not the car you drive to church.
Nope. Maybe not.
I do, and I have gotten before the. Was I with you when you bought that? That's the line that my wife gives me.
Oh, yeah.
When it's a, hey, you went rogue.
Right.
And got something.
That's her way of saying I didn't sign off on that.
I didn't sign off on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of the, it maybe not the red veto pen, but that's the blue veto pen of,
yeah.
You know, like, if you got rid of that, that'd be great.
Yep.
Something yep. Like that. Was I with you when you bought that?
Uh-huh.
Jessica says I wanted a pink Christmas tree one year.
No. Saw this Jessica.
Adorable cotton candy pink tree online. Told him it would be so cute
no.
in our living room. He said, and
no.
I quote, that's not a tree. That's a flamingo in disguise.
I'm on team husband with that one, Jessica. No, no, no. I could see like zero husbands
veto.
Signing off on a pink Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Zero husbands are going to say, yes, I think that's going to look amazing, hon.
Man, there were some friends of ours who were really into like alternate things for trees, like alternate colors for trees.
Sure.
And instead of the evergreen tree,
right.
Whether it's fake or real,
right.
It's a different color.
Well, if it's a different color, it's going to be a fake tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't spray paint the real ones. Now, I'm all about, I love the colors that you can like change with the remote control. That's kind
of
fun.
Yeah, we
so
got
you can
one
have
of those
like just white
the...
lights, or if you want to do the colored lights, you can switch that. That's kind of fun.
In the building.
Keith says, I wanted to turn our garage into a bar.
Oh.
I had big dreams. String lights, dartboard, mini fridge, maybe even a karaoke machine.
Wow.
She reminded me the garage is where we park, not to host dive bar night.
Wow, Keith.
That sounds kind of fun,
though. That does sound kind of fun, especially if you're in a neighborhood and it's like, hey, let's go over to Keith's.
Like, but I understand, too, if you...
like, where do we put the car?
If you had enough space to do both,
right.
Do both.
Right.
But you do want to still have a place to park the car.
I don't know any garages outside of like millionaire mansions
right.
where you have the space to put a car and other things.
Or maybe you got a third bay, right? You got a three-car garage. Maybe you don't have three cars yet.
Yeah.
So you could use that extra bay as a little bar corner.
Amy, we're talking like things your spouse or partner has vetoed. Amy said, I wanted a glitter wall. I was this close to doing a Pinteresty DIY glitter wall in our bedroom. He said he didn't want to feel like he was sleeping in a disco ball.
Yeah.
Fair, but still rude.
But rude.
I get it, but what else is going to pop in this room if we're not?
No, I 1,000% understand that he's not going to sign off on that either.
That's funny.
Like, that makes sense. Chuck says, I wanted a neon beer sign. It was a vintage Bud Light sign from a yard sale. She says, if that goes up, your mother's not coming over anymore. Honestly, isn't that kind of a win-win?
Jeez.
That's fun, though.
Yeah.
Like, I love those vintage signs. It's if you do have a bar.
I mean, if you have the right area.
That's perfect to hang it in.
If you have the right area for it.
Yeah. I love the vintage signs and that kind of look.
By the way, Anna said, my husband turned our garage into an indoor gym. Now I have to park in the driveway and fight rain and snow on my way out of work.
See, no. She said she's not mad at it, though. Saves us a lot of time traveling to Planet Fitness. Okay, but if I'm having to park in the driveway and fighting rain and snow to get all the groceries in the house, I'm mad. I'm like, nope, we're moving stuff over. Like, you can bring that out for the summertime or whatever, but I'm not doing that in the winter. Nope. Nope.
All right, good
stuff. Garages are built for cars to live in.
Good stories. And Matt, thank you, and good luck on your sucking gas and hauling ass license plate. Maybe you can put that maybe in your in your little like den or something like that if you got that.
Jake, one more. Not a veto thing, but my wife asked me the other day if she can use leather paint in her car. I got her. I told her if you want.
What is leather paint?
Leather paint?
Maybe that's a typo. Maybe he meant to say leather pants.
Oh. But in her car. Like, is she trying to paint the leather,
leather maybe.
Seats in the car a different color?
Oh.
Can you do that?
Maybe with spray paint.
I thought you had to, like, recover them completely.
Well, apparently.
Or get them professionally recovered.
Not according to Jake's wife.
And she's thinking, nope, I can just paint that.
I can do that myself. DIY Pinterest. All right, good stuff.